Well, welcome, welcome. It has been a long journey for you, I'm sure. You have traveled far and endured many trials along the way to get here today. I'm so glad to welcome you to Jerusalem. I know, it doesn't look like much, but you should have seen it when the first group of wanderers returned. The walls were all broken down. The temple was completely destroyed. It was a sad day. But since that time, they've rebuilt the temple, reinstituted the sacrifices. This temple, granted, is not nearly as nice as the one that King Solomon built with all his splendor and the cedars of Lebanon and all the gold, but we're still glad to have it. 70 years it's been. A long time to be scattered abroad. Yes, it has been a hard exile. So have you met Ezra or Nehemiah yet? No? Well, I'm sure you will. You'll see him soon. Just keep an eye out for him. Ezra is busy overseeing the worship in the temple. Nehemiah is overseeing the reconstruction of the walls. Nehemiah, wow, that man, he's definitely a mover and a shaker. Well, when you have some time, wander around, take a look, and see what's going on. See all that's been accomplished. But I have to warn you, you must be very careful. There are some people who are not happy at all about what's going on, about the walls being rebuilt and the sacrifices in the temple. So keep your little ones close and your sword ready. So what am I doing, you ask? Well, Ezra asked me of all people, can you believe that? That I copy or write some worship songs or psalms for the temple. I don't know that I'm qualified, but we have so much to be thankful for. So this psalm or song is about God's faithfulness to his people in keeping his covenant. Here, let me read you a little bit, and you can follow along with me. Give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, proclaim his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him, sing praise to him, tell about his wondrous works. Honor his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. Remember the wondrous works of the Lord, what he has done, his wonders, and the judgments he has pronounced. You offspring of Abraham, his servants, Jacob's descendants, his chosen ones. He is the Lord God. His judgments govern the whole earth. He remembers his covenant forever. The promise he ordained for 1,000 generations. So this section is a lot like the one of David's psalms, actually, that was recorded in the Chronicles. That one was commissioned when the ark was brought back to the tabernacle. No, not the ark with all the animals. That's the wrong ark. I'm talking about the Ark of the Covenant. Anyway, I found part of this song of David in a scroll when I was reading the other day, and I thought, you know what? I should add that into this. So, back to the subject at hand, though. I'm writing this song, and it goes on to talk about the covenants, right? What are covenants? They're a promise that God made. And this one, God made it to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, that the Lord would make Israel a great nation, and that we, Israel, would possess the land. But then what happened? Joseph was sold into slavery and sent to Egypt, but God preserved the nation and caused them to prosper in Egypt. At that time, as time went on, they were afflicted by the Egyptians because of their prosperity and because of their growth. So he sent who? children. Who did he send? Yes. Moses and his brother Aaron. That's right. To bring his promised people, to gather them and lead them back to the promised land. Can any of you young ones tell me what plagues were sent against Egypt? What plagues? Flies. What else? Yes. Frogs. Yes. The water turned to blood. Yes. Locusts. Yes. You guys have excellent memories. Yes. All the cattle died. Yes, he sent all those plagues. Why? To remind his people and to bring them out, to show them that he was God and he had power over the Egyptian gods. I'm going to have to add some of those into this. So, he led them through the wilderness. Do you know how he led them through the wilderness? A pillar of what? Of cloud, yes. Of smoke and a pillar of cloud and of what? By day or by night. Fire. A pillar of fire. He was faithful and he led his people. He kept his covenant and his promise. And he gave them water. Water out of what? A rock. Have any of you ever seen water come straight out of a rock? I haven't. I would love to see that. The amazing works that God did for his people, for Israel back then. So this song shows God's faithful love to keep his covenant from Abraham to the present day. And he has. He has kept that covenant. So I'm thinking about closing this psalm this way. He gave them the land of the nations, and they inherited what other people had worked for. All this happened so that they might keep his statutes and obey his instructions. Hallelujah. Well, enjoy your wandering around Jerusalem. I have to get back to finish this psalm. You youngsters now, you stay out of trouble, okay? And come back and see me soon. Well, I see you decided to come back and see me. I am working on another song. And this one, this one is difficult, I'll tell you. Because this song is about Israel's unfaithfulness and to God. It is not a pleasant subject, but you know what? It is one that we need to be reminded of. Of our unfaithfulness, but yet God still shows his faithful love. So let me read part of it to you. I started out this way. Hallelujah! Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Who can declare the Lord's mighty acts or proclaim all the praise due him? How happy are those who uphold justice, who practice righteousness at all times. Remember me, Lord, when you show favor to your people. Come to me with your salvation so that I may enjoy the prosperity of your chosen ones. Rejoice in the joy of your nation and boast about your heritage. Both we and our fathers have sinned. We have done wrong and have acted wickedly. We, Israel, have sinned against God. We have forgotten his wondrous works, and we have not remembered his acts of faithful love. They groaned and complained at the Red Sea. What, little one, can tell me what happened at the Red Sea? The water parted, that's right. And who led them over? Yes. Moses. And what did he lead them on? Dry land, that's right. We have some very, very astute young people here. God led them through on the dry land. But you know what? They still tested God in the desert. Israel wanted what Moses and Aaron had. They wanted that relationship with God, but they did not want to follow God's ways. How many of us try to serve God our own way? How many of you remember that story about being envious of Moses and Aaron? And what happened? The earth opened up and swallowed the people, a bunch of the people. God dealt with them because of their unfaithfulness. What about the unfaithfulness at Horeb? Remember, they made an idol, a calf, out of what? Gold, that's right. They exchanged the glory of God, the glory of God, for in whose image we are created, for the image of an idol. And they worshiped that idol made by their own hands. They forgot the God of that God is their Savior. And they continue to serve idols like Baal. They grumbled and complained over food and over the desert and over many, many things over and over and over again. Maybe like some of you. They caused Moses to suffer by angering him and causing him to strike the rock instead of just speaking to it. They didn't. Then God finally led them into the promised land. And what happens? They do not destroy the people in Canaan that God told them to destroy, but they allowed them to live. And they intermingled with them. And they made them their wives. And eventually they served their gods, their false gods, to the point that they sacrificed their own sons and daughters to these false gods. Idols, again, made by human hands. Can you believe that? They continue to disobey and to serve idols. You know, we, even today, still serve idols. The idols of stuff. The idols of money, possessions, fame, self. All these idols we are consumed with and want to serve. But all God wants is our loving obedience and our faithfulness. Let me read you the end of this song. Therefore the Lord's anger burned against his people, and he abhorred his own inheritance. He handed them over to the nations. Those who hated them ruled over them. Their enemies oppressed them, and they were subdued under their power. He rescued them many times, but they continued to rebel deliberately and were beaten down by their iniquity. When he heard their cry, he took note of their distress. He remembered his covenant with them and relented according to the abundance of his faithful love. He caused them to be pitied before their captors. This is talking about God's exiling of Israel, causing them to be conquered and spread abroad throughout many nations. We call it the diaspora. But the end of this song says, "Save us, Lord our God, and gather us from the nations, so that we may give thanks to your holy name and rejoice in your praise." Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Let all the people say, Amen. Hallelujah. 70 years was a long time to be dispersed and oppressed. Do you think that God answered their prayers? Yes. Yes, he did. That is why your families are here. It was during that time we had the prophets like Isaiah, Daniel, Jeremiah, Ezekiel. These prophets prepared the way for Israel to be gathered back to Jerusalem. But I'm getting my head ahead of myself. I have to finish this song. Come back another time, and I will tell you more about God's faithful love and how he saves us from our idols. Hello. You came back. You came back to hear the rest of the story, I see. Well, this song that I'm working on today is now is about giving thanks for God's deliverance. Let's read a little bit of the beginning. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord proclaim that he has redeemed them from the power of the foe and has gathered them from the land. From the east and the west, from the north and the south. Let me tell you a little bit about the exile. Some of us wandered in the wilderness. Some were hungry and thirsty. They could not find a place to live. They gave up in despair. They cried unto the Lord to be rescued, and he provided for them a temporary home. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his faithful love and his wondrous works for all humanity. Others sat in darkness and in gloom. They were prisoners bound in chains. All because of the rebellion against God's commands. But you know what? He was faithful. And he broke those chains. But first, he had to break their spirit with hard labor. So they cried unto him, Lord, save us. Deliver us from the darkness and the gloom and break these chains. And he was faithful. You know, some suffered affliction because of their rebellion. Getting sick and almost dying. But again, they cried out unto the Lord, and he saved them, and he healed them, and rescued them. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his faithful love and his wondrous works. Announce his works with shouts of joy. You know, others, they went to the sea and lived in ships. They were caught in storms and were helpless. They cried out to the Lord, and he delivered them because he is a faithful God who keeps his covenant. He stills the storm with a whisper, and the waves were calmed with a hush. They were guided to a safe harbor. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his faithful love and his wondrous works. Did you know that he turned rivers, prosperous rivers, into deserts? He made the land a wasteland. But he is faithful, and he keeps his covenant. And he turned the deserts into pools of water, and the dry land into springs overflowing. Just like the wilderness, with who, children? Who led them in the wilderness and caused the springs to turn into, or the dry land to turn into springs? Yes. Moses. Yes, that's right. And he allowed them to settle and to give them great harvests. You know, God uses trials and heartache to continually draw his people back to him, to repent of their ways, and to serve the Lord. What trials has God used in your life to bring you back to him, to draw you, and to cause you to remember and to serve him? Listen as I read a portion of the last of this one. When they are diminished and are humbled by cruel oppression and sorrow, he pours contempt on the nobles and makes them wander in trackless wastelands. but he lifts the needy out of their suffering and makes their families multiply like flocks. The upright see it and rejoice, and injustice shuts its mouth. Let whoever is wise pay attention to those things and consider the Lord's act of faithful love. God is faithful, and he has brought us back to the land. You know, but we must be careful. If we do not learn from the past, we are doomed to repeat it over and over and over again. You know, he has restored Israel. We are now back in the promised land and can worship at his holy temple. He is faithful to his covenant. But we must obey him and follow his commands. You know, Samuel said it to Saul after Saul had sinned very well. Does the Lord take pleasure in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as in obeying the Lord? Look, to obey is better than sacrifice. To pay attention is better than the fat of rams. Are you obeying God's commands? Are you walking in his steps? Remember, I talked to you about the prophets when you were here last. Isaiah, Jeremiah. Well, Micah said this. Mankind, he has told each of you what is good and what the Lord requires of you: to act justly, to love faithfulness, and to walk humbly with your God. Other prophets foretold of wonderful times to come, of a time when God would fulfill another covenant, the one he made to King David. Any of you remember King David? What was he known for? Little ones, can you remember what King David was known for? Somebody big and tall. Come on. David killed who? What's that? Goliath, that's right, yes. When he was young, he killed Goliath. He was faithful to God. But God made a covenant, a promise with David that his descendants would be on the throne forever. That one of his descendants would be the Messiah, the chosen one, the one who would deliver Israel. This is the ultimate fulfillment of God's faithful love. Did you know that? Jeremiah said this, "I have loved you with an everlasting love," God said. "Therefore, I have continued to extend faithful love to you." Some of you are not of the nation of Israel. But that's okay, because God will provide a way that you can experience his faithful love also. Jeremiah said that God will make a new covenant. In that same passage, Jeremiah goes on to say, "Know the Lord, for they will also know me, from the least to the greatest of them. For I will forgive their sins, their iniquity, and never again remember their sins." That means that when the new covenant comes, we can all know God personally, and that our sins will finally be forever forgiven. This will be possible because of God's faithful love. We can thank him, we can praise him, because his faithful love endures forever. God will forever keep his promise. No matter what we do, we have done, we can give thanks to God for his love that saves us, that forgives us, and that restores us. Dear Heavenly Father, oh Lord, we thank you so much for your faithful love, for your grace that you bestow upon us, how you restore us, how you bring us to you, how the promised Messiah will come and forever wipe away our sin. Lord, help us during this time to remember and be thankful for your endless, faithful love. Be with us as we go out and as we do your work that you have commanded us to do. We pray this in your name, Abba Father. Amen. So thank you so much for being such an attentive audience today. I have to get these songs to the temple. Ezra's waiting on me. But sometime this week, I would encourage you to sit down and read Psalms 105, 106, and 107. And do not forget the words of Isaiah. I will make known the Lord's faithful love and the Lord's praiseworthy acts because of all the Lord has done for us. Even many good things he has done for the house of Israel, which he did for them based on his compassion and the abundance of his faithful love. Make known the Lord's faithful love and have a wonderful day of thanks. Thank you.